Women attending an event in Denton were harassed and assaulted by transsexual activists this week. Find out why today, Wednesday, August the 9th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thanks for joining the Texas Minute today. Coming up next week, Texas Scorecard will release a four-part series revealing how the Chinese Communist Party's infiltration of Texas goes even deeper than previously thought in education, politics, commerce, and even in their surveillance efforts. That's next week, starting Monday at TexasScorecard.com. But now, here are today's top stories. A black first-grade teacher in Mesquite named Danielle Allen was fired on Tuesday for posting a series of social media rants demonizing white people and joking about killing a white man. After the social media account Libs of TikTok exposed her posts, Allen bragged on social media that her job was safe and that her employers laughed at the matter. Well, they didn't laugh long. After multiple community members called on the school to investigate, Allen was fired yesterday and will be ineligible for rehire at the district. A Roanoke restaurant that became the center of controversy a year ago for hosting an all-ages drag show will be shutting its doors. The owners of the Anderson Distillery and Grill blamed the community for not supporting them. The restaurant attracted attention in August of 2022 by hosting an event featuring several scantily clad drag queens dancing and performing vulgar lip-sync routines in front of children. According to the restaurant's owners, they're moving the business to Denton, where they seem to think the community will be more receptive to such vulgarities. The Dallas City Council will be considering next month a $4.1 million addition to the city budget so that they can address the homeless encampment problem. The spending would be put towards dissolving and decommissioning homeless encampments, cleaning those areas up, and then building fences to keep people out of encampment-prone areas such as highway overpasses and bridges. The proposal comes just over a month after the Dallas City Council voted in favor of spending $3 million to assist homeless residents with finding housing. Between 2015 and 2023, Dallas's homeless population increased by 35%. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Did you know you can watch Texas Scorecard on your TV? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There, you can find all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like The Headline, The Luke Macias Show, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
Trans rights activists harassed and assaulted women who attended Governor Greg Abbott's ceremonial signing this week of legislation designed to protect women's sports. The new law comes about following a years-long fight to protect fair play in women's collegiate athletics. The measure ensures that biological women only compete against other biological women. But women attending the signing event at the Texas Women's Hall of Fame in Denton face vitriol and hostility by those who oppose the new law. Video captured by Republican State Senator Mays Middleton shows LGBT activists making lewd gestures at attendees entering the ceremony. Meanwhile, Michelle Evans of the Independent Women's Network attended the event and took video of protesters spitting on attendees and physically impeding her own movement. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Sydney Henry, Sully Rice, Brandon Waltons, and Emily Medeiros. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.